We're now going to do an exercise called the pelvic floor elevator. And what this does for you is it will help improve your pelvic floor awareness, also improves your control and your tone. So throughout this, you want to make sure that you do not pull up or in too hard. And you want to try and keep your bum muscles relaxed and your pelvis remain still throughout. And so really what you feel is just inside. You want to keep your chest, the front of your shoulders open and not have any tension in your neck. And obviously just really think about your Pilates breathing when you do this, and you don't want to hold your breath. So we're going to start in a seated position. So ideally you'd be upright on a chair, your feet on the floor, hip width apart. And you want to make sure that your weight is even. So you're sitting evenly, your spine is lengthened, it's in neutral. And what I want you to do is I want you to imagine that your pelvic floor is a lift in a building. And in this exercise, we're going to take the lift to different floors of the building. There's only three floors. So what I want you to think about now, so I'm going to start the exercise. I want you to start to breathe into your ribs and lengthen your spine. So you're going to breathe in first. And as you breathe out, I want you to think about sliding the doors of the lift shut, and then you're going to take the lift to the first floor. So you're at the first floor now. You're going to draw, just it's gentle bringing the muscles up. You're going to breathe in, and then you're going to try and keep the lift on the first floors with the door shut. So you've really got a connection there with your pelvic floor muscles. Then you're going to breathe out as you slowly take the lift up a little higher to the second floor. So your pelvic floors should feel that you're engaging them slightly more. And then you're going to breathe in and you're going to hold that lift on the second floor. And as you breathe out, you're going to take the lift to the third floor. So now it's more pelvic floor engagement, but don't over grip. Now you're going to breathe in as you hold the lift on the third floor. And now you're going to breathe out as you slowly lower the lift back down floor by floor. So you can pause at each floor and then you come down to the ground floor and then you let the doors open. So you actually release your pelvic floor there with control. And then ideally you'd repeat this exercise up to five times. So let's do another one here. So we're going to breathe into your ribs. Think about that wide breath, lengthen your spine. As you breathe out, you're going to slide the doors of the lift shut. They're on the ground floor. And then you're going to take the lift to the first floor of the building. And you're then going to breathe in. And you're going to keep the lift on the first floor with the door shut. And as you breathe out, you'll slowly take the lift up again to the second floor. And you should feel that a little bit more engagement. You're going to breathe in, hold the lift on the second floor, and then you're going to breathe out as you take the lift to the third floor. So your pelvic floor muscles are engaging even more, but try not to over grip them. Now you're going to breathe in as you hold it there, hold the lift on the third floor. And as you breathe out, as you slowly lower the lift back down and pause at the second floor and then come down to the ground floor and let the doors slide open there. So you just very gradually are releasing your pelvic floors there as you come down. Okay, we'll do one more. So let's breathe in wide to the back of your rib cage. Remember, lengthen your spine. You breathe out as you're sliding the doors of the lift shut, and then you'll take it to the first floor. Now you're going to breathe in and you're going to keep the lift on the first floor. So you've got that bit of connection there with your pelvic floor muscles. You're going to breathe out as you slowly take the lift up a little bit higher to the second floor. So your pelvic floors are muscles engage a little bit more here. You're going to breathe in, hold the lift on the second floor, breathe out as you take the lift to the third floor. So don't over grip, you're just engaging your pelvic floors just a little bit more. Now you're going to breathe in as you hold that lift on the third floor. And as you breathe out, you're going to slowly lower the lift back down. So we're going to go down, and then we're going to go down to the ground floor. Remember, you pause at each, and then you're going to allow the doors to come open. And you could repeat that another couple of times if you wanted to.